Molly was looking pleased with herself when Jesse got back to the station.
What is it, Crane?
Check out the video footage I sent as attachments.
What am I going to find?
I think I found how John Vandekamp got to the Gull.
Green Jeep?
Molly smiled. Close, but no cigar. The person who made the 911 call at the Cummings murder scene said he saw a green Jeep passing him in the opposite direction when he was heading in to get gas.
It's not green, Molly said. At least not all green. In the color footage, it looks like it's painted in a hunter's camo print.
It's progress. You get a tag number?
Not really. The footage, even the color footage, isn't clear enough. But you can see a driver and a passenger at one point, and then, at another point, only a driver.
The timestamps match, Jesse. The Jeep has a passenger just before the incident with Alicia begins, and then there's only a driver after that.
Anything else?
I don't know what strings you pulled, but we got the records on Lee Harvey Vandekamp. I printed it out. It's all on your desk.
You look at it? Molly nodded. Let me guess, Jesse said. He was a ranger with extensive special ops experience.
Molly's face went blank again.
I'm not even going to ask this time.
Jesse smiled. I think Alicia's version of events that night could be true.
That she was fired on first? How, Jesse? I want to believe it too, but there was no gun.
There was no gun found. That doesn't mean there was no gun.
It's not like you to pass language like that.
I'm telling you what I think, but I need more proof before I can go to anyone with it. For now, this is between the two of us. We don't want to give false hope to Alicia.
My lips are sealed, but why not tell Monty?
Jesse shook his head.
If I'm right, we can bypass Monty and go straight to Weld and the DA.
How about Alicia's job?
Let's save her from prison first. I'm heading into my office. Did Healy call?
He did. He wants you to call him back.